Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you. In Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. Dana Nessel is reminding residents to be cautious when entering sweepstakes as part of a National Consumer Protection Week warning that some promotions are used to mislead consumers. In a renewed consumer advisory, the Michigan Attorney General's office said sweepstakes are often used by businesses as marketing tools, offering prizes to attract attention to products or services. While many promotions are legitimate, officials say some operators exploit sweepstakes to obtain personal information or collect fraudulent fees. Nessel urged consumers to review the rules of any promotion carefully and avoid sharing financial or sensitive personal information with anyone claiming they can secure a prize. Legitimate sweepstakes, she said, never require winners to pay fees, taxes, or other changes or charges before receiving a prize. State officials also emphasize that sweepstakes are games of chance. Purchasing a product or responding to promotional mailings does not improve the odds of winning. Consumers who respond to such offers may also receive additional marketing solicitations. The Attorney General's office warned residents to be skeptical of mailings that use urgent or official-looking language, such as envelopes marked registered document enclosed, and to avoid telemarketing calls that request personal or financial information in connection with a prize promotion. Consumers are encouraged to read all sweepstakes rules, including entry deadlines, eligibility requirements, and the stated odds of winning. Under federal law, sweepstakes promotions must also provide a way for people to remove their names from the mailing list. Anyone with questions or concerns about sweepstakes promotions can contact the Michigan Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team through the office's complaint hotline or online reporting system. And U.S. Senator Gary Peters has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at expanding access to medical nutrition therapy for Americans enrolled in Medicare. The proposal, called the Medical Nutrition Therapy Act, seeks to broaden coverage for nutrition-based treatment that helps manage chronic health conditions. Peters included the bill alongside Susan Collins. The measure would extend Medicare Part B coverage for outpatient nutrition therapy to additional conditions such as prediabetes, obesity, hypertension, high cholesterol, malnutrition, eating disorders, cancer, HIV and AIDS, gastrointestinal disorders, and cardiovascular disease. At present, Medicare only covers a service for diabetes, kidney disease, and patients recovering from kidney transplants. The legislation would also allow a wider range of medical professionals, including nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, clinical nurse specialists, and psychologists, to refer patients for the therapy. Medical nutrition therapy is delivered by registered dietitian nutritionists as part of a coordinated healthcare team. Supporters say the evidence-based counseling can help patients improve blood sugar levels, weight, cholesterol, and blood pressure, while potentially lowering long-term health costs. Our organizations backing the bill include the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, U.S. Against Alzheimer's, and the Endocrine Society. Peter said expanding access to preventative nutrition care could help Americans with chronic illness live healthier lives while reducing healthcare expenses. And a bill aimed at simplifying regulations for Michigan food trucks has cleared the State House. Legislation sponsored by Timmy Beeson would stop local governments from charging additional fees or taxes on mobile food vendors operating within their communities. The proposal, known as the Michigan House Bill 5450, is paired with a companion measure introduced by Joe Aragona that would create a single statewide fire safety inspection standard for food trucks. Supporters say the changes would remove a patchwork of local regulations that can require vendors to pay multiple fees when traveling between cities or townships. The plan keeps safety inspections in place but standardizes the process so operators face the same requirements across Michigan. Beeson said the goal is to help small business owners spend less time navigating local rules and more time running their businesses. The bills have now moved from the Michigan House of Representatives to the Michigan Senate for further consideration. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to more our national news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our national news, primary election results in San Antonio mayoral race. In a notable victory with national implications, former San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg declared victory over Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai in the Democratic primary. The race saw a high turnout, with over 95,000 voters participating in Bexar County, despite the global tensions. The election results are being viewed as a bellwether for the upcoming midterm elections. Political analysts suggest that local issues such as infrastructure and economic recovery remain top of mind for voters, even as international crises dominate the headlines. In other national news, South Texas farmers face crisis amid drought. A years-long drought in South Texas has reached a breaking point, with many farmers warning that the current season may be their last. The lack of rainfall has decimated crop yields and forced ranchers to sell off cattle at a loss, threatening the regional agricultural economy. Local leaders are calling for federal disaster assistance to provide low-interest loans and water infrastructure grants. The crisis has sparked renewed discussions about climate resilience and the necessity of sustainable water management in the American Southwest. When we come back after this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Don't miss the huge inventory reduction sale on lawn and garden equipment going on now at Tri-County Equipment. We're talking leftover John Deere riders, John Deere mowers, John Deere zero turns, Frontier implements, Toro zero turn mowers, Honda generators, and water pumps. This is your chance to save big on Tri-County Equipment's leftover inventory. This equipment is going to look a whole lot better in your garage than sitting in Tri-County's warehouse. If you've been thinking about upgrading your mower, replacing that old generator, or getting ready for spring projects, now is the time. Spring weather is on its way. Be ready when your ground and grass are. You will be when you stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and ask about these incredible deals before they're gone. But don't wait. This huge inventory reduction sale ends March 31st. So hurry in for huge discounts and great savings today.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Cardy, and continuing with our international news, South Korea activates $68 billion stabilization fund. President Lee Jae-myung has ordered the activation of a 100 trillion won, approximately $68 billion, financial stabilization fund to combat market volatility. The South Korean economy has hit hard by the Iran war, leading to sharp decline in the won and uncertainty in the Seoul stock market. The fund is designed to provide liquidity to financial institutions and prevent a credit crunch. South Korea is particularly vulnerable to the conflict due to its heavy reliance on Middle Eastern energy imports. In other international news, explosion in oil spill off the coast of Kuwait. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations reported an explosion on a tanker anchored approximately 60 kilometers off of Kuwait. The blast damaged a cargo tank, resulting in a significant oil spill that environmental teams are now struggling to contain. While the cause of the explosion is still under investigation, the incident has heightened fears of sabotage against commercial shipping in the Persian Gulf. The environmental impact on the sensitive marine ecosystem in the northern Gulf is expected to be severe. When we come back after this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
So, Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Ubley?
Because, Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Ubley.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Ubley, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Mrs. Doris M. Glaza, 102, formerly of Ubley, Michigan, passed away February 19, 2026, in East Lansing, Michigan. She was born on July 22, 1923. She married John Jack W. Glaza in 1941. He preceded her in death after 58 years of marriage. Doris is survived by her son Gerald, Joan, and Diana, 9 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. In keeping with Doris's wishes, cremation has taken place. A memorial mass of celebration for Doris will be at a later date. Burial will take place at St. John Cemetery in Ubley, Michigan. The family was assisted with these arrangements by Palmer Bush and Jensen Family Funeral Homes in Lansing, Michigan. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly.